Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, we are Made by Mamas, Zoe Hardman
and Georgia Dayton,
and we are back with our brand new series of our podcast, and we're so excited to be here again. For those of you that do not know us,
we met a couple of years ago in a coffee shop in Cheltenham when we were both pregnant, and now 3 kids later and with one on the way, here we are.
Yay, Georgia's pregnant. We're still here with all of our love, support and non-judgmental advice and all of those tips on products that we love and brands that we're obsessed about. And this series, you're going to hear things on co-sleeping, breastfeeding,
relationships, fitness,
a little bit of sex. It's all in there. We're really excited for you to hear it. Let's get on with it. So this week we're talking about fitness, something that we both love doing. We love doing fitness.
Well, we say we love it.
I am a big fitness fan, as you know. I'm a bit like the female Mr. Motivator, but without all the lycra. Like, I do absolutely love it.
She does love all the lycra.
Yeah, I do love all the lycra. But that's kind of how we met and bonded.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much went to the gym every day after we had Axel and Luna.
Yeah, we didn't train every day. We used to drink a lot of coffee in the cafe downstairs.
Yes, we did. We did actually work really hard. I was thinking about this the other day and I was like, well, maybe we did only used to go up for half an hour sometimes and then we'd have a coffee for the second half an hour.
Yeah.
But we did used to do a lot of like HIIT training and that kind of thing.
I mean, we followed a girl called Alexa Clark who's now exploded in the States. Like, yes. She's huge on Instagram now. And every single morning, Georgia and I used to screen grab her stories and be like, there would be like 20 exercises that we had to do and be like, have you screen grabbed everything? Yeah, I've got everything. Right, let's go. So we really bonded over it. It's such a good tip. Actually, if you can get access to a class that you can bring baby to and, you know, and you can make friends, you can work out and you can drink coffee. It's a brilliant, and it takes up a morning of boringness at home.
It does. Do you know what? My David Lloyd membership was like my saviour after having a baby. And I know sometimes, like, when you're on maternity leave, like, finances might be a bit stretched.
Definitely.
But the investment in that is amazing because a lot of them have soft plays as well. So then that gives you that too. It allows you to put the baby in the creche if you want to. You can obviously do your classes. You can go swimming. It's a nice family thing to do as well, like go down there. And sometimes it's just nice to get out of the house and know you can go somewhere where it's not going to be really busy. No one's going to have a problem with you having the pram. I mean, I really, really do.
But if you break it down as well, a gym membership, like, I do realise that it is a lot of money every single month. But every single week, it works out to be about £22 or £23 a week.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay, that is, you know, when you look at the bigger picture, it is quite a big lump sum. But, you know, that is the equivalent of two baby classes a week.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
You're probably going to do. Or, like, you know, 10 coffees.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know.
You know,
exactly.
Ditch the caffeine and get down the gym. So, yeah. And do you know what? I've literally just joined up with the David Lloyd and it's the best thing that we've done.
Yeah,
it's also a spa. So I can get my life back. If you are a little bit worried about doing any exercise, you know, you can just do stuff at home. You know, 20 minutes while the baby naps, you can push the sofa back and you don't even need any equipment. You can jump, lunge, you can do squats, you know, you can do your sit-ups, and just 20 minutes of exercise every single day will make you feel loads better.
Yeah, I think consistency is key.
Yeah.
It's something I really struggled with, going from having a year off and going to the gym pretty much every day to then going back to work and trying to fit it in. So something I did at the start, not so much now, I'm pregnant, but I would go to gym classes on my lunch break because, you know, you are owed that hour. I mean, no one takes it really. No one really takes a lunch break and it's naughty. But a couple of times a week, you know how precious time is to you when you're a mum. So if you are going to work, grabbing an hour, you know, during the day to do something for you is really important.
And also, I think if you are in the early stages of pregnancy and you were always training during, you know, before you were pregnant, then I think having that continuation, it really helps with your labour.
Yeah,
it does. Really does make you feel stronger, you know, because some labours, like mine with Luna, went on for 3 days. I needed all that strength that I had built up during the pregnancy. And also just sort of, you know, you look at somebody like Vogue Williams, for example,
who
has continually trained, and she's trained afterwards, and she looks great, and she's got backed. I hate that word, like backed before baby, you know, all that stuff. But she has shifted the baby weight, and she does look great.
And you know what? I don't think she should feel bad about it either.
No.
And I think that's when we spoke to her. She said that she was getting a lot of backlash. You know, I don't know if it's jealousy, like a lot of people look at her and think, oh, well, that's not realistic. But it is her real. Like, it's real for her. She has worked really hard and she has got back. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, if I could have her body, I would take it, right? So let's not be mean to her.
She posted something on Instagram the other day and people were messaging her because she was in a bikini and they were going, you haven't got any stretch marks. It's so unfair. And then she just photographed a close-up of her arse. Which was, it did have stretch marks on, and she was like, I do have stretch marks.
Yeah,
I'm proud of them.
Yeah, and also she probably just chooses not to show them.
Well, like, and then she did. And yeah. I was like, go on, Vogue. And my abs have just reclosed after having Kit. I had that what's it called?
Diastasis.
Diastasis.
Yeah, diastasis.
It. And it's taken me 8 months to close them, and it has been a lot of hard work. Like, I had to get used to like putting my fingers through my abs and then just cascading into this hole. It's like, oh no, people think they're never going to reclose. They will.
Yeah, you just have to be really careful, don't you?
And we're going to talk about it now with this amazing, amazing woman who is a complete fitness guru. She she used to run Bumps and Burpees.
Yes, she does. She did. And now she is expanding. So she is recruiting a network of Bumps and Burpees
advocates.
Yeah. Exactly. So hopefully there will be one in your area.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So, as you know, Georgia and I met over our love of coffee and fitness.
We did.
And we spent the first year after having our first kids together in the gym, putting our kids in the creche and training. So we really wanted to, bring you a kind of real insight into what you can do when you're pregnant and after you've had the baby. So we have none other than the amazing Charlie Launder in the room today. She is an expert in that arena. She's worked out of a gym for 5 years. She's the owner of Bumps and Burpees, and she's just got married. And we're welcoming her today.
Hello. Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so nice to see you. You look glowy because you've been training.
Yeah, it's the post-wedding glow.
Do you train every day?
No. I didn't, but I did push it before the wedding.
Just, oh, okay.
I think as everyone does. And I thought I wouldn't. I thought I'd be different, but yeah, you do.
You went for it.
No, I was sensible, and I don't train every day. I cherish those rest days.
Yeah. Can you just tell us a little bit about you and your background?
Yep. So I grew up in London, still live in London now. I grew up in the sport of gymnastics. So sport and training was always a huge part of my life. And once I left uni studying sports, it was only natural for me to sort of go into a slightly more specific degree. So I then studied to be a personal trainer, and actually never really intended on being a specialist in pre and postnatal. I inherited about 10 clients from another trainer when they left the gym I was working at, and three of them were pregnant. they were all very happy to train with me, whether I was qualified or not, because they'd been given the sort of green light by their previous trainer. So anyway, I did the qualifications, and then one person after another kept getting referred to me, and someone said, I hear you're the, you know, the local specialist in pre and postnatal. And in my head, I thought, oh my God, oh my God.
and
I
saw that,
yeah, I played it very cool. Like, yes, yes, I am a specialist. And then I thought, actually, do you know what? It's a really nice niche to work in. People really need your advice. They really listen to what you say. And you get to be part of like an incredible journey. So yeah, I built up my client base. I started working at a gym called Lomax, where we built up bumps and burpees, and it took off from there, really. And it didn't feel like a niche anymore. It felt like quite a huge part of the industry. And recently it's been taken solo, so it's out there growing.
Yay!
Now.
So there's lots of yous around London.
Yes, I'm building a team. There's lots of us, so that there can be lots of personal trainers dealing with home visits and just looking after mums whilst they're pregnant, after they're pregnant, you know, helping them deal with motherhood and their new bodies.
So what is bumps and burpees?
So bumps and burpees is a specialist type of personal training. So we're all personal trainers. We all did the same kind of training. And then we've done extra courses and extra qualifications on top to make sure that we know what's safe, what the human body goes through whilst building a baby, which is amazing. And we just make sure that we are treating clients in the correct way so that they are safe and remain as pain-free and happy as possible during their pregnancy. So we just take them through 9 months of pregnancy and post and get them back on their feet and, you know, doing what they want to be doing. So it's different for everybody, but that's what bumps and burpees is. We sort of empower, strengthen mums and mums to be.
I wish I knew about it when I was pregnant, because I don't know about you, but but as soon as I found out I was pregnant, I just stopped doing a lot of stuff and I just carried on doing cardio.
It's quite common for people to either stop doing anything because they're so nervous, or to start doing everything because they read it online and they look at Dr. Google and think, oh my god, I should be doing this, and you know, either way is a bit scary for them. But that's why I think there's so much information out there, and then there's no information out there, because people don't know what's... You can look and find conflicting articles
exactly
5 minutes away from each other. So I'm really, really got to be in my bonnet about, you know, there being no correct information easily accessible. So I'm using the sort of power of social media to, and with lots of other people out there, to try and educate and, you know, make people feel a bit at ease.
So somebody finds out they're pregnant. What is the correct thing to be doing in terms of exercise? What is the level that we can go to? And
so,
you know,
what's
the right way of doing it?
Depending on the person, but say all is well, the GP says, all good, you know, you've got no sort of high risk factors or anything. What I mean, if you are quite familiar with the gym and you've got a program and you like to go and you lift some weights, or you like to go and do a body pump class or something, there's nothing to say that you can't keep doing that. I would say the main thing you've got to really start doing is listening to your body and not pushing through signs that it's giving you. You know, for example, before I was getting married, I had a niggling hamstring. I just thought, I don't care, I'll carry on going, I'll deal with it afterwards. But you don't do that when you're pregnant.
Right,
so
okay.
You must make sure that you listen. And if you're feeling a bit dizzy, or if you're feeling a bit tired, like, there's a reason your body's telling you this. So, you know, if you like to go to the gym and lift some weights, then do that, but maybe decrease the amounts of weights you lift for a while. You have dips in energy, you guys know. So the first trimester, you might feel a bit sick and tired. So then just take it back a little bit. And then when you get your energy back, you can take it up. I would say that there's no reason that you can't carry on doing what you're doing. If you're new to the gym and you've never done exercise, a lot of people think then, oh, I shouldn't start it. Of course you should, but go and approach somebody like me or someone who's qualified to kind of guide you through the ways, or go to a kind of beginner's class and let them know you're pregnant. But there's no reason to say that if you've never gone to the gym before, you have to sit at home and eat cake.
That's so good to hear, because we always, I mean, anyone you speak to is always like, this isn't the time to start exercising. But actually, it should be, because you want your body to be in a best possible position.
Yeah, I mean,
labor,
it's not the time to start, you know, hitting your PBs and, you know,
sprinting.
Yeah.
100 meter sprints.
Yeah, and also, you know, people say to me, can I exercise while I'm pregnant? And it's more like, yeah, and you should. It's a real necessity. It's no coincidence that all the clients that I've seen over the years, there's been very few that have had, like, you know, really bad backs and hips that means they had to stop and they can't move. They all can pretty much keep moving around and exercising till the very end.
What does the exercise do for the baby?
The exercise doesn't really do Well, it promotes healthy blood flow around the body, yeah, and all that helps the baby. The exercise is mainly for you. So, you know, as you get pregnant, you get this hormone called relaxin that floods your system, which is there to soften your joints, which you need for birth and to make room for the baby, but it softens all of your joints. So your knees, your ankles,
hips, of course,
and everything. So it means that actually you're much more prone to falling over and twisting ankles and all these kind of things, and that's why you get sore back and sore hips and things. So if you can keep all those muscles around the joints really strong, then you're going to be in a much better position, and you'll be able to go on long walks, and you'll be able to stand for long periods of time. And people who get, you know, pelvic girdle pain, they often can't walk the last few weeks of pregnancy.
It's hideous.
Miserable.
Yeah.
I mean, you may find that you get it even if you exercise and do everything you're told, but you'll be in a much better off position having strengthened up. Because then all you're really doing is taking 6 weeks off, 8 weeks off after you've had the baby, and the muscles will remember what you've done, and you're setting yourself up much better.
Yep.
And also, labour is really hard, so you need to be quite fit.
Labour's
the worst.
It is pretty hard.
Imagine you came to me and said, I'm thinking of running a marathon. And I said, okay, so cool. So go lie down for 9 months and just relax.
Yeah. Eat loads of cake and pizza.
You wouldn't do that. So, you know, someone said to me, and it really stuck with me, when they were in labour, they thought of it as sort of like a HIIT workout. So you've got, you know, a minute on, and then you have a minute off, full minute off. And then that minute off, you can move position, you can breathe, you can, you know, whatever you need to do. And then you're on again. And having
that's
that mental...
That's such a good thing. I love that.
Having that mental strength to know that, like, okay, I'm ready, 3, 2, 1, let's go again. It will really help you, even if you just know you can do it, rather than, you know, it might not make it easier, but in your head you think, okay, I've got this.
Because there is a lot of fear around labour, and quite rightly so. You know, you hear all these horror stories. You hear the good, but you also hear the bad, and that can stay with you.
Yeah.
So do you think that, you know, training during pregnancy kind of sets you up for that marathon at the end?
I think so. And I think you are amazed. I love seeing women doing things in their training that they never thought they could do because they were pregnant and they were told not to lift anything or whatever. And I think they end up appreciating their body and thinking, like, you know how strong I am. Like, I'm building a baby here and I can do all these things. And I think it sets you up for a bit more of a positive kind of mindset. So whether it helps with the pain or whatever, I don't know. But it can't hurt, can it?
No, exactly.
To feel strong.
And also, babies are really heavy.
They are!
And so are car seats and prams. And you do have to be pretty strong to be lifting babies. I mean, Zoe and I both lived in flats when we had Axel and Luna. And we used to have to carry the car seat up the stairs if they'd fallen asleep. And if I hadn't been to the gym before, there is absolutely no way I would have
been
struggling.
Well, that's when you put your back out.
Yeah.
And you can't get strong quicker than your baby's going to get heavy.
Yeah,
so you need to start with a good level of strength and fitness, and, you know, being able to stand properly and lift things with the correct posture. If you put your back out, what are you going to do with this baby when you've got to carry them up the stairs? So I think it's about the aesthetics a little bit, you know, keep yourself feeling good and looking good, but really it's preventing a whole load of other issues that could come up and really ruin your motherhood.
Do you know, it's really interesting, because during my pregnancy with Luna, I found out very early on, and I had been asked by Heart to go for a trek, not just any old trek, through the Grand Canyon. And I was, at this point, I was sort of 12 weeks pregnant, and I was thinking in my head, I was thinking, oh my god, I've got to leave in 2 weeks, what am I going to do, no one knows I'm pregnant, I'm not going to be able to walk. And I went to my GP, and my GP said to me, you're very lucky because you were born in the UK and you don't have to work in a field, but if you were a female who was born somewhere else around the globe and you were a manual worker, you would be working in the field picking whatever it is up until the
absolutely.
Day that you gave birth, so you can go for a walk
and also
through the Grand Canyon.
Weeks, your baby
oh,
like,
oh right yeah. okay yeah.
yeah your baby's tiny, you know, when people find out, and they like maybe find out at, you know, 5-6 weeks, they think, oh okay, I can't do this, and they start walking around holding the back and all these things, and you think, your baby is the size of a grain of sand, you know, like, absolutely don't worry. And I think that fear makes people do all sorts of weird things, and, you know, they start not having hot baths and going to special types of yoga, pregnancy yoga.
Yeah, I went to pregnancy yoga and it was a bit of a joke, to be honest.
I mean,
I
suggest to my clients, if you want to go to yoga, go to normal yoga until you're in the third trimester, and that's when you need the stretches and stuff. But
yeah, but you also can't do, because I mean, I went to normal yoga the second time round, and then at about 28 weeks, my bump was so big, the lady was like, "You can't come to this class anymore." I was like, "Okay." I was like, "When's pregnancy yoga?" And she was like, "Just once a week, Saturday afternoon." I was like, "That doesn't work for me. That's what I work."
Just once a week.
Yeah, but I mean, it's tricky to kind of know. And also, if you're not really into your exercise, yoga is a good shout. And also, swimming, would you say?
Oh yeah, swimming. definitely. But there's something to remember that when you get later on into your pregnancy, just to avoid doing breaststroke legs.
Because
your hips are very loose and, you know, moving around the place. You don't really want to be moving your legs in that position. You want to keep them closed, keep that baby in.
Keep your legs closed, girls.
Yeah, just, you know, swimming is great because you feel really weightless in the water and it's really nice on your joints. Just, yeah, keep the legs together.
And what about walking? I loved walking
when
I was pregnant.
Oh, I'd say walking is so underestimated.
Yeah.
Before and after.
Yeah.
But that's when, if you haven't been doing any sort of exercise before, walking could end up giving you a really sore back and things like that. So walk all the way through. Don't just think in your third trimester, right, I need to be walking another day now.
Right, okay, so it's from a long the very beginning.
Game. You've got to start doing stuff from the beginning and adapt it as you go rather than think, oh, I've got a bump now I can do it.
Yeah, and it's also quite nice as well because when baby comes and you've got baby in the pram, you know, for the first sort of 6, 8, 10 weeks, whatever, you're literally just walking around trying to get the baby to sleep outside, drinking coffee, trying to keep awake. So
and also,
it sets
walking
you up.
With a pram is so much easier, I think. Like, you feel like you can just carry on walking for miles when you've got a pram because you feel like you've got a purpose.
I always say that.
If I was just walking on my own for that far, I'd be really bored.
Well, I always say to clients, like, don't just walk to the shops, like go for a walk. So I always tell them to put on a podcast of a few I know and go for a walk. Walk for 40 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever. And go with a bit of meaning so you get your heart rate up a little bit. And the baby sleeps, so that's good. And you're getting fresh air. You also have to put on clothes to get out of the house. So that's sort of like a really positive thing to do for you because, you know, you can very easily get to 4 p.m. and be like, I'm still in my pyjamas. I haven't spoken to an adult all day.
Yeah.
No one's spoken to me. And that's so dangerous because you can so easily get quite down.
So this is a subject that I wanted to glide you onto because both Georgia and I are big advocates for exercise, for what it does to your head. This isn't just, you know, something physical that happens to the actual body. Let's talk about postnatal depression and exercise and the benefits.
Well, the benefits are, I mean, there's a huge number of benefits. So for a lot of people, the losing of control when the body starts changing, obviously you're happy that it's changing. And I see people every day complaining and then feeling bad that they're complaining because, you know, obviously they're happy that they're pregnant. And then they have the baby and they complain and then they look at the baby and say, oh, actually, no, I am happy that he's here, whatever. So it's out of your control for the first time ever, probably. And doing some exercise, no matter how much you're doing, you're taking back a bit of control and you're like, you know, I'm working on this. So that's the first thing. Second thing is it's often a social affair, whether you're talking to your trainer or your friend or you meet people in the gym or the creche or changing room, whatever.
Yeah.
It's really important. And also you're probably not talking about your baby that much, which is also really nice. I have a couple of clients that just don't want to talk about anything baby related at all.
That's so nice, isn't it? Yeah, right, don't mention my baby.
They
give the baby to me and they're like, right, she's yours. And that's it. They just don't want to talk about poo and wee and sleep and whatever. So they're talking to people is very, very beneficial. Also, getting the fresh air, being outside, gets the endorphins flowing, get your heart rate up. I mean, scientifically proven to make you feel better. And like I said before, getting up and dressed and having a purpose for the day. Quite often I say to clients, like, what are you doing for the rest of the day? And they're like, oh no, this was my thing. Like, this was my activity for the day. Mm. It gets them out, and on the way home, they'll pick up some food and that's it, you know.
That was like Zoe and I. We used to meet at the gym at about 10:30, maybe 11. We'd do an hour. Then we'd sit in the cafe for an hour after. Then we'd talk about going food shopping. Then we'd probably walk around Tesco together. And then it would be 3:30 and we'd be like, oh, so what are you doing now? Oh, okay, let's go to the park and have a coffee. And then we'd go home.
Every day. That's what we did for a year.
It changes. So what used to be a busy day for you is no longer the same. So now doing one or two things, God forbid, you're like, God, I've had a hard day. Like, when's my husband home? So I think mentally, like, you guys met doing it. So making friends, realizing that you're not alone in it. So I think you get there and other babies are crying and you're like, oh, thank God, it's not just mine. It has so many benefits. And also then eventually when you start seeing progress in your physical shape, you'll start to feel positive about yourself again and start to really appreciate your body for what it can do.
I like to equate it to, you know, that feeling where you just don't want to do something so much and you're like, you put it off. You're like, the hours pass. You're like, I'm not doing it. It might be the hardest hurdle is to actually think go. About doing it and go.
Yeah.
And once you're there, whether it's a run in the park or a walk around or a hill, you know, whatever you're doing, once you've done it, you will feel
amazing. You always feel
better.
Yeah, you'll never regret going.
I downloaded that Couch to 5K app.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've never been able to run. And I thought, no, do you know what? I really want to be able to just go for a run. You know, when people are like, oh, I'm going to go for a run. I've never been able to do that. And at the beginning of each session, it asks you how you feel. And they're all like different faces, like angry face. And every single time it's angry face. And then at the end they say, how do you feel? And then every single time it's happy face.
Yes, always.
That's so clever. Yeah. I find things like running, you get such a good headspace because you're not on your phone, you're not scrolling through Instagram looking at other people exercising, you're doing it. And I always come back, I mean, I don't run that much either, but I come back from a run thinking, I need to do that more.
Yeah.
And I forget. Every time I forget how good I feel when I come back. But it's the same if you've had a baby. I think you just need to get some headspace. And, you know, your days are longer because you've been up longer. Mm. That's a long old time to be sitting down. So just to move, your body will thank you so much. So, yeah, the mental benefits actually are far bigger and more important than the physical ones at the beginning.
So if you're a new mum and you haven't really been into exercise before, but you think, you know, I'm on maternity leave now, I'm going to take a bit more time to try and do something for me, what would be your go-to like class or exercise to do in the gym? If you're like a complete novice, like you don't know anything about
exercise. Or to do at home.
Yeah, or to do at home.
So I'd say if you're a complete novice and you're a new mum, I would start with a Pilates-based thing, class.
Yeah.
Only because it will teach you how to conduct your body during movement. So it teaches you how to kind of breathe out when you're doing an exercise and contract your core and everything. It may be that you just do one or two and you're like, this is too slow, but it's a really good kind of beginner place to start. So I would suggest that. And then also I would go with body weight. Your body weight is plenty. If you haven't done anything before, you think, how many kilos? If I gave you sort of 60, 70 kilos to hold, you'd be like, that's huge. You're lifting your own body weight. So I'd say there's a lot of things on YouTube and Instagram. I mean, I post videos all the time. There are so many people out there. So just search and just try something and don't overcomplicate it. Keep it simple. People just think too hard about these things. I always say to clients, right, pick a lower body exercise, an upper body one, and a full body one, and just repeat it four times. That fills up 20 minutes, 25 minutes, you know? So I would say stick to your body weight. Don't go crazy buying all the equipment. Because people do that. They buy it all, and then it gets dusty in the corner and becomes, you know, a rack to hold your coat on. And you don't need it all. You really don't.
Can you get a really good workout on your own at home?
Yeah.
When baby naps.
You absolutely can. It's whether you will. So I go around to clients' houses and they do their whole workout during the nap time. But when I give it to them to do on their own, they end up doing the laundry and the washing up and everything under the sun other than do the workout. And then the baby wakes up. So you absolutely can. You only need half an hour. You can get loads done. So people always think, oh, they didn't sleep for a whole hour. Like, since when does a workout have to be a whole hour?
I never do an hour's workout.
That's weird.
Anymore.
I have that in no my way. Head. I feel like if I haven't done an hour, I haven't done enough.
And, you know, with clients, they pay for an hour session, but we probably do about 45 minutes and we do a bit of chatting. We do a bit of baby stuff and, you know, stretching and all these things. So 20 minutes, half an hour, if that's all you've got, that's all you've got. And I just say, just do it. And don't. If you spend 10 minutes thinking about what to do, then you've wasted 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, just keep it simple. Even if you repeat the same workout four times in a row, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It just doesn't matter. Just get moving and do it. You know, the Body Coach actually has some really great workouts, which I started doing some of.
We love the Body Coach.
We do.
Hi, Joe. Yeah.
and they're just simple. He doesn't overcomplicate things by getting you to stand on one leg and close your eyes and rub your head. You know what I mean? It's just squats and lunges and all sorts of things, but they're really basic and they do the job. And it's the kind of thing that I do with my clients. I just, we don't get really super creative and try and come up with new exercises all the time. The original ones work.
Yeah. Because Georgia hasn't had a second baby, but I have huge problems with my pelvic floor.
Okay.
And it terrified me so much, and I'm going to get really, really honest here because I feel like we need to.
Yeah.
After the second baby, I just weed everywhere, and that happened continually for about 6 weeks.
And when you were laughing or...?
Yeah, laughing... just walking. there would just be moments where I was like, my pelvic floor doesn't work anymore. You know, my physiotherapist was like, you need to stop your wee when you're going for a wee. And I was like, I can't. I just cannot do it. And it's only now, 5 months later, that I've actually been able to control it. But it's taken a lot.
And did your physio sort of feel it internally and show you the strength of it? Because what I would suggest to clients, always, I say the best money you'll ever spend is go and have a postnatal MOT, a new mum MOT with a women's wellness physio. So there's a couple that I work with, which we can maybe link them up to, but they will ultrasound your abdominals for the first one, so they can see. I can feel if they've split down the middle and things, but I can't get any deeper than that, so I can't see how the layers are sort of coming together and if it's all working. They also will internally feel your pelvic floor. Some of my clients have a too tight pelvic floor, which is equally as bad. It's a real problem in the
is
other
it?
Side.
I'm looking at you like, oh, that is really? A dream.
It is, because they can't let go. It's too tight and it's painful for them. So they can actually feel that and then feed it back to your personal trainer or you if you're exercising by yourself and just say, for the time being, avoid A, B and C and make sure you do this, that and the other.
But, okay, let's just say, you know, we can't afford that. We're at home. We're trying to stop our wee. What exercises do we need to do to strengthen our pelvic floor?
So pelvic floor exercises are very boring because they're very small. You can't really see what you're doing. And often you've got to concentrate quite hard.
Are we always sitting doing them now?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Every time someone sits up, I start doing it. Everyone sits up really straight. People forget to do them because they do take a lot of concentration you need about 10 minutes at a time. But basically, you've got to think of pulling up and in. So there's no point just squeezing, because people tend to squeeze their bum when they do that.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Squeezing their glutes.
My glutes.
And everyone sort of bounces up and down. But you've got to think, when I did a pre and postnatal course, I was told to visualise, which might ruin it for everyone, visualise a cherry tomato being popped up and in. You've got to get it up inside you. So you have to squeeze and you've got to go really, really quite deep. And you squeeze and then you go one bit further. So lying down on the floor, you've got to try
doing it now.
You've got to try and tilt your pelvis so that your spine is flat on the floor. And it's a really small movement. You almost can't see that you're doing it. But if you put your hands in the small of your back, there's a little arch. And if you lie on the floor, try and press your spine down onto your hands and tilt your pelvis up and in. So that is contracting the pelvic floor. There are a whole host of moves to do. And I'd say, like you said, if you can't afford it, try and find someone that you can afford. Because really, even if you never pay a trainer after that, I would scrimp and save for that one physio appointment, because it could save you months and months of agony after that, because they really can tell you exactly what's right for you.
And how long does it take for your, because I really want you to get your fingers and see if my
diastasis recti
That's
is when
it.
They so the abdominals down the middle, if you visualize someone's six pack, it has to move apart to let the baby come through, so it cannot stay like that. But that the sheath of tissue in between can get really, really thin, or it does get really, really thin as it stretches, and it can actually split. So it means that after the baby's come out, it doesn't quite go back together. It will go back together. We can get it back together, but it needs working on. And that's why people who don't rest properly after they've had a baby really screw themselves over, because they end up pushing it further apart. On occasions, surgery is needed. Often after like twins or, really big babies, and they do split a lot. And it's often people who have never trained, they don't have a single ounce of core strength in there and their abs just couldn't hold it together. But resting for 6 to 8 weeks sometimes closes it up by itself. Sometimes it doesn't, in which case there are a few things you've got to avoid. For example, holding a plank. Some people it's okay. Some people it's impossible to hold the abs in and it pushes them further apart. It's too much pressure from the inside.
Right, okay.
And everybody's different, which is another thing that the physio will tell you. So for me, as a non-pregnant, non-mum, I as well have had my abs checked just to, see what they do. And when I hold a front plank, my abs start separating a bit. When I hold a side plank, they don't. So it's very different for everyone. But basically, if you put your fingers lengthways in between your
abs. We're doing this now.
In between your abs, and then you do these moves, plank, side plank, crunch, you'll be able to feel when you're lying on the floor if they come together or if they open up a bit.
Okay.
And then
you check
know.
Mine and tell me
yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah, I'll check yours afterwards.
That's really weird. I now can't feel a gap, and I used to.
Can you even
feel
your abs?
No. what abs?
Well, maybe they're closed up again, but you quite often need to lie down, bend your knees, put your feet on the floor, head down, put your hands in the middle, and then lift your head like you're doing a really rubbish sit-up. That's when you'll feel where they are. And if it's a really big gap, you'll see it sort of protrude out. It will start doming. And basically, it's something not to ignore. If you feel that you have that, it can end up causing you a lot of pain because your core isn't working to protect your back and it will end up getting worse, and you've got a short window to fix it. The first year of motherhood is when you want to get it sorted, because that's when you've got relaxin in your system still.
Yeah.
Everything's a bit softer and malleable. You wait 5 years, it's going to be a lot harder to fix it. So I would say just don't ignore it. Really go and get checked from a physio.
Yeah, because there's always that moment where you think, this isn't now about me, this is about my tiny baby. So nothing about me matters anymore. And then you realise that you're left with a whole host of health problems. So it's key to
to ignore it.
It's about, if you don't look after yourself, you're going to have a bad back or whatever and not be able to look after your baby. So it actually is about the baby eventually, because you want to be strong, fit and healthy to be able to do it all, be a good mum.
Oh, that's lovely.
I know, I like that. Let's talk about products.
Yes. So every episode, we always talk about our favourite products. So what are your favourite products for a new mum who wants to get back into
Well, in terms of exercise, I would always say that a resistance band is key. So firstly, they cost nothing. I always get them on Amazon and they cost about £2, if that.
Amazing.
The small looped ones. What you need them for is to reactivate or activate your glutes. These are located on either side of your bum. So basically, if they're not strong, they can't support your back, they can't support your legs. They're the key. And so there's a whole host of exercises that you can do to activate them. And you can take this band in your handbag, in your suitcase. There's literally no excuse.
In the change bag.
Yeah. You can take it on holiday anywhere. And it takes about 5 minutes to do these exercises. So I have no time for excuses on that one. So I'd say a resistance band, go onto Amazon. There's all sorts of different companies you can buy them from. They're all fine. But I'd say go get a strong one. Don't get one that isn't going to challenge you.
I'm a huge fan of resistance bands. I love the crabbing, you know, with one leg.
Yeah.
There's probably another name for it, but I call it the crab. You know, when you've got the band round and then stacked on top and then you're moving it up and down, that really activates
clam. I call it the clam.
Some sort of crustacean.
But you feel the burn, don't you, straight away? And all you need to do is turn on your glutes so that when you do other things, they kick in and start working.
So that's what you should start by doing.
I do that with clients before any workout, no matter whether they're working their arms or whatever. Even if you're going on a long walk as a new mum and you haven't gone back to the gym yet, I would say still do that.
Okay.
You can still start doing that as early as you go on long walks, because it will just mean that the right muscles are being worked in the walk and you're not actually straining your back. You know, if you're carrying your baby in a carrier, it kills your back, doesn't it, after a while, because you stand funny. So if you're switching on all of the right muscles, it's going to elongate that time that you can hold the baby for. So that is number one, always. Secondly, I would say a good sports bra. I mean, everybody's very different, so it depends how big your boobs have got and if you're breastfeeding, all these things. But there is nothing worse than feeling uncomfortable and leaking and all these things. So there are lots of different brands. Gap Fit do a great range of maternity. It's all online, so order it, try on your size, and you know, send back what you don't need, I always suggest.
But a good tip.
Yeah.
Gap Fit do a huge range. There are loads of companies, but also there's sports bras which unclip at the front.
I've got one of those when I was breastfeeding.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise, getting a sports bra on at the best of times is a nightmare. So when you're trying, when you've got a screaming baby, it's like, that's awful. So I'd say a good sports bra. Often clients wear two because they feel more supported. So whatever you need to do, but make sure that's sorted. And then the other thing is, nothing. Like, as in, don't stress. You don't need to buy all the equipment. Find something online for free, whatever you want to do. Make some space. That's, I would say, you don't need any other equipment than that.
Well, funny you should say that, because we are just about to launch our Made by Mama's Workout of the Week, which we're doing on Instagram TV, just 12 minutes, which is the
length of time.
We're going to do it every single week, so you can basically, and actually, not even if you're a new mum, if you're anybody that wants to do it, it's just a little HIIT workout that you can do from your living room. That's all you need to do, really.
Yeah. And you know what, I go to people's houses and often their husbands are around and they say, oh, I'll join in for a bit of an easy workout, and they end up finding it so tough. It's not just for new mums. It can be really good for people who are starting out exercising. If you're planning on becoming pregnant, you know, things like this, it's not that we do separate type of exercises. We just focus on different things, and maybe we'll avoid jumping for your pelvic floor and all those kind of things. But squats are the same as everyone else's squats. So are lunges. So is everything else.
We love a squat.
We do.
Yeah, and I think there's nothing wrong with a good squat. But it means that, as I said before, I'm qualified as a normal personal trainer. I'm just trained to make sure that everything is safe and in the right place. It's not that we do something completely different. It's just that clients come to me knowing that they're safe and I know what I'm doing. it's not that they need to start doing all sorts of crazy exercises. But yeah, I would say follow workouts like yours. Do that. Don't start forking out thousands of pounds from gym memberships, and you don't need to. If you can have a personal trainer, great, because what it is more for is accountability and motivation.
Yeah. Yep.
But if you're doing stuff online, do it with a friend or tell someone you're going to do it, so then you feel like, oh, they're going to ask me about it later.
Yeah,
so
you've
got to
do
it.
Yeah. And so where can people listening find you?
So at Bumps and Burpees and at Charlie Launder. So I post stuff on both of those, but at Bumps and Burpees I'm posting regular workouts which you can save. They're really simple. Usually they're about 4 exercises and you just repeat them. And people have been surprised at how hard they found them. There's usually underneath a bit of a disclaimer of if you're pregnant, if you've got this, if you've got that, avoid it.
Of course, you've got to check
but
your own
don't
circumstances.
Don't be silly. Yeah. People always say, but what if this? It's like, well, then don't do the thing that makes you have pain. You know, we need to be responsible a little bit.
Yeah, we know our own bodies.
Yeah, so don't follow people without thinking. So people, I got asked a quote about Serena Williams going back to exercise after having her baby, and is it irresponsible? I think it's not irresponsible at all. She's a professional tennis player. She's got about 20 people on her side making sure she's, you know, fit and healthy. If people want to follow her without thinking about it, well, then they're being ridiculous. So I think as long as you're sensible, absolutely use these people as inspiration and follow the workouts, but don't be stupid.
Yeah, and also when your baby's big enough, strap them in a carrier and squat.
Yeah,
it's like you don't need to buy weights. You've got your baby.
Just make sure that you're standing up straight and it's safe for both of you, but you've got enough weight there. Quite often my clients are lifting, you know, a ball of 8 kilos and the baby starts like crawling up their legs, and so they switch it and I say, how heavy is the baby? Oh yeah, 14 kilos. I'm like, well, there you go.
You can do it.
You can smash the 8.
Exactly. So you've got the weight, but that shows you why you need to be strong, because you're picking up that baby from the floor all the time, over their cot, in the bath. If you don't have the right strength, you're in a world of trouble when they start getting heavier.
Listen, we love exercise here and we love you,
we
Charlie.
Do.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I've got like a trillion questions that I need to ask. And also, you know, let's just train with you.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's start the movement.
Yes.
Charlie, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
As with every episode, we're going to finish off with a roundup of our top 5 products. So I'll kick this one off. This is actually a friend of mine who started this company, and it's called Kettle Boobs. Having a kettlebell at home is amazing because you can do so much with it, but most of them are really ugly. But these
not this one.
These are called Kettle Boobs, and you can basically pick a style that you want hand painted on them, and they are really gorgeous.
How much are they?
I think they're about $34.99, something like that.
Okay.
It varies depending on like the weight. So I've got an 8 kilo and a 12 kilo.
But you can do so much with kettlebells. Oh. They are literally my fitness must have.
And they look really nice, like on your shelves.
As long as they look nice, Georgia. These are a little bit cheaper than that. They're $4.99 from Amazon and they are called Disc Sliders. I call them the Discs of Doom. They are an amazing piece of kit to have at home if you're into home workouts. Basically, they are these black discs that go underneath your feet. You can be in the plank position and you can kind of slide your legs in and out. So they work your core, they work your glutes, they work your hamstrings. And you could do so much with them as well. You can put them on your hands and push your hands and slide them out. They're really versatile for workouts, and they're only $4.99. We love
them. Amazing. This isn't really a product, but I think it's quite important pre and postnatal, if you don't feel confident in what you're doing, is to go to a class and get some expert advice. So obviously like Bumps and Burpees, they're great. They also have a downloadable plan that you can get on your phone and take it to the gym with you or do a home workout with. But also I found some classes across London with Frame. So they do pre and postnatal classes, and they're not like your generic, like really gentle classes. They do like HIIT classes and reformer Pilates. So they are still, you still feel like you're getting a burn on.
So activewear, something that I basically spend all day every day in, regardless of whether I'm going to the gym anyway. Never Fully Dressed have just launched their new activewear. It's gorgeous. So this will be postnatal. They don't do maternity wear yet, but they've got a gorgeous range, and you can check them out online. Really affordable as well. And my favourite maternity activewear is Bump to Baby Fitness. and wore them on a shoot one day, and they're just, you know, I've found a lot of maternity fitness wear to be like, you know, oversized t-shirts with like, you're a fit mama, and like these sort of random leggings which didn't fit me properly. So this is like really sharp but really stylish active wear, which I adore.
Perfect. And this is another thing that's not so much a product, but it's an app. So if you can't get to a class or you want to do a home workout, but you just need something to follow, like I really like to have something to follow to, so I feel like I'm doing the right thing. And also just
and to keep you
going
on track as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's an app called United Fitness Network, Unify, which actually you're on.
I am on it.
It's $9.99. A month, but it gives you access to loads of different plans, so like pregnancy plans and
yoga, mindfulness, meditation. They've got loads of experts on there, and like it's the equivalent of a Netflix subscription. $9.99 a month, you can follow people's plans, and as Georgia says, it keeps you on track. And you'll see me on there as well.
What more do you
want? What more do you need? So that's it for this week. Thanks so much for listening. As per, if you liked what you heard today, please rate, review and subscribe. You can give us a cheeky 5 stars if you feel like it.
5 star only, please.
5 stars only, please. And also, if you want to get in touch with us anytime, you can do via Instagram, which is at Made by Mamas, and mine, which is at Zoe Hardman. And we'll see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.